With Reno Public Radio's Movie Moments, I'm Robin Hollibird. In what earned the name of the Stephen Kingdom of nearly 40 films, The Dark Tower only rises mid-range. Its cast and budget put it way above Riding the Bullet, but it never reaches the character heights of The Shawshank Redemption, Misery, The First Carrie, or Dolores Claiborne. And no surprise, it never gets near Stanley Kubrick's cinematic genius in his version of The Shining, regardless of that film's strays from the King novel. The Dark Tower lets its gunslinger character take aim at getting King more money through franchise potential. While it misses a bullseye in quality, it hits an outer ring on the target for success. Ample special effects, excellent actors, and elements from other popular series hold attention, with a portal left open for follow-ups. Just that title, The Dark Tower, brings to mind the kind of long-term potential found in the Lord of the Rings stories, a connection former English teacher King resisted when he called the first book in his series The Gunslinger. The title shift is just one indication that typical movie-making drives towards the familiar will repeatedly show up. After all, the books feature elements found in other hugely successful franchises, like portals to a middle world where demons and sorcerers thrive in the battle of good versus evil. Instead of following King's effective pattern emphasizing the gunslinger, the script shifts focus to a teenager, better to get the Hunger Games Harry Potter crowd. Violence goes PG, same reason. These choices repeatedly undermine the project's effectiveness. It feels like the writers got a bag full of tricks that work in other movies, shook it out, and cobbled pieces together. Easy to watch and follow, but nothing distinct or inspiring. Which, of course, makes it perfect fodder for franchise heaven, especially since the movie opened number one at the box office. In an optimistic effort to find good in everything, a follow-up means Idris Elba gets to come back on the big screen. Once again, Elba exudes the charisma and skill that made him a star in projects like Luther. Not only that, he looks great in the gunslinger's spaghetti western-style garb, so a chance to see him wear it again, hopefully with a more original script, almost justifies this first movie. On KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.